Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Magpie, magpie, yes, I'm here watching the world go by. I wonder, do you ever question why?
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. In the background, you're hearing a song called Magpie. It's the lead-off track from the latest album from the English singer and songwriter Beth Orton. It is, by a general consensus here at the Soundcheck staff, a great album. But it's also Orton's first album in 6 years, and for fans who first encountered Beth Orton in her collaborations in the 90s with electronic gurus like William Orbit and the Chemical Brothers, this album is much more acoustic. We'll talk with Beth Orton in a moment, but first, let's hear a song. She's brought with her the folk singer and songwriter Sam Amidon and the keyboardist and composer Thomas Bartlett, and they are collectively going to perform the Dawn Chorus from Beth Orton's new record called Sugaring Season, live on Soundcheck.
Dawn breeze brushed my cheek and I knew what I had to leave. Dawn chorus came and glorious all wrapped up in your sheets. Beneath the noise there's always silence. And what has left is ours to surprise us. This would be going. All the stories people tell and all the tales I have from myself. It's best you know what else gets told. The soft flesh that beats neath your breast. Beneath my nose there's always silence. And what is left comes on to surprise. And I could swear that it was my open. I never knew, no, I had a clue, no, I never knew where this would be going. The sun to come by. I wait and wait and wait and wait, but never seem to share the same sky. Beneath the noise, there's always silence. And what is left comes on to surprise us.
That is Beth Orton live on Soundcheck with her song Dawn Chorus. It appears on her last album called Sugaring Season. Beth Orton singing and playing guitar. Welcome to Soundcheck, Beth.
Thank you.
And a couple of familiar faces, Sam Amidon playing guitar, Thomas Bartlett at our piano. Both of those guys, Beth, will know what sugaring season means. How does an English girl come to know that term?
Well, I heard it when I was hanging out with Sam in Vermont, and people were just banding it about willy-nilly, and I was like, hang on a minute. You know, and it just popped into my head and into my consciousness, and then I wrote a song with that in the sort of in the whatever, and then I was like, hang on a minute, that would be a beautiful title for this record because it's, you know, talks about the seasons and it, and so on and so forth. It just seemed like a very romantic term to me.
So I mean, it's literally when the sap rises in the maple trees and. That's when you tap the tree and make the maple the sugar.
And the more I found out about it, the more I was like, oh my goodness, everything, you know, it comes out kind of a bit bitter and you have to make the sweetness and you have to kind of like, you know, it's like, oh. It's so on every level, it just seemed to be very kind of fitting for a title for a record and making music and so on.
Now that you mention it, it is kind of a great metaphor, isn't it?
Yeah.
So The Sugaring Season, your first album in 6 years, people have talked about the kind of the nature imagery, and you've already mentioned the seasons. It struck me as a very autumnal record. And I don't mean just because there's that track, Last Leaves of Autumn. Just in general, that's the season that kind of...
Definitely.
Was that it... in intent, or did it just happen that way?
I think it's definitely one of my favorite seasons. It's very evocative, that time of year. It just, you know, it always brings about so many feelings. I don't know. So yeah, if that came out, that would make sense.
Yeah. So in the intervening years between your last record and Sugaring Season, you've married Sam, you've had a couple of kids, and you studied with the late Bert Jansch. Who was an amazing guitar player.
Yeah.
Is he somebody, I mean, growing up, did you listen to Pentangle, to Bert's solo stuff?
I mean, growing up, when I was a kid, my mom worked at this art center, and so I would see a lot of people coming through. He was one of the people who used to come through, and I had it in my mind, like, oh, he'd be a good person. And when I made Trailer Park, I wanted him to be the guitarist, so I used to follow him around and appear at, like, turn up at the 12 Bar Blues Club and, like, but come in the wrong door and like land on the stage and be like, oh, shame. And then turn up at like the garage. He was playing there one time and then he just disappeared. And Ted Barnes, who ended up being the guitarist on those records and a lot of my records, in fact, all my records, in one way or another, he said, I can do that. So he ended up being my guitarist, and which was wonderful and is wonderful. And then, but over the years, I sort of lost that dream. And then eventually I ended up being on the same bill as Bert, and he was lovely, and him and his wife Lauren invited me over for tea and biscuits, which is what they do a lot of, drinking tea and biscuits, or what they did a lot of, and I asked him for guitar lessons and he kind of, you know, gave them to me to some degree, and then ended up being part of his record. Then we did some tours together, but that's kind of what I did for my learning for those 6 years was,
So now you're an ace guitarist.
No, I'm not. I'm not an ace guitarist, but I'm a
Is that your husband laughing at you?
Yes.
Tell them about what you said to the girls. Beth just went by the girls rock and roll camp.
Oh, the rock
downtown.
The rock camp for girls.
Yeah, Willie May.
It was amazing.
And she gave them some wise songwriting
What did I
words.
Say? My wise songwriting words.
About the two
what
chords and everything.
Oh, yeah. I was like, you know, don't be ashamed of your limitations. Your limitations are your strengths. And if you can only write a song on two chords, as so can I, you know, that's a great thing. And, and all the best songwriters, you know, I can't read music or anything like that. And I didn't work with Bert to become like an ace guitarist, but I just sort of asked him, and then this whole other scenario happened. It was really...
You did get a lot into the tunings a lot with him.
I got into tunings. I got into trying to keep up with him. And I just, I think for me, because I started out working with a lot of dance producers and so on, I had a minor chip on my shoulder about being a proper musician, you know? So it was really important to get with him and like kind of learn to be. But then when I was doing it, I was like, actually, it really doesn't matter how you end up at the, you know, at the final, it's just the source, really. And, you know, and anyway, so I enjoyed working with him and also being his friend more than anything. I think just spending time was amazing. Yeah. And learning about Anne Briggs and
the folk singer.
Yeah. And tunings. And
By tunings, you mean alternate tunings, yeah. Open string tunings, mm-hmm. which Bert played a lot of.
Yeah.
Soundcheck listeners, Bert Jansch, not too long before his death, performed here in our Soundcheck studio and did his best-known song, Black Waterside. You should check it out on our website. You can find it. Look up J-A-N-S-C-H. When the mics went off, he turned to me and he said, I've been playing that song for 40 years. That might be the best performance I've ever done.
Good old Bert.
So, yeah, you gotta check it out. It's great. Beth Orton's here with us in the Soundcheck studio today. One of the reasons I asked the question about studying the guitar is, you know, very often songwriting, the process will be affected by the instrument you choose to play on. When you're dealing with open tunings, that will lead you in some places as opposed to others. Did you find that you've started writing songs differently from the way you used to?
Yeah, maybe. I've started reinterpreting my old songs differently than I used to. And yeah, everything changes. I would say the biggest impact on my songwriting has been having kids. You know, that certainly changes you and puts you through the kind of some kind of machine that you come out the other end and you're not the same.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, it's good. But it changes everything.
It changes everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so that's been a huge effect. But everything changes and nothing changes. You know, it's one of those. And I think, though, I mean, I never know how to pinpoint the changes, but I feel them. And someone said to me the other day that it's really good when you can't actually put something into words, because as soon as you put it into words, you've boxed it, you've put it away, it's filed under described. And actually, it's good not to often know how to describe something, because you give it a freedom then.
That's well said.
Thanks.
So speaking of which, you want to do one of your older songs next?
Yeah.
Now, Galaxy of Emptiness, that's originally on Trailer Park, which is one of these records done with, like, William Orbit and the
No, Trailer Park wasn't done with William Orbit. Trailer Park was done with Victor Van Voot and a live band, and then handed over three of the songs. I was going to do the whole thing, like, with a remix situation, but then the record was so beautiful, I thought, once it was made, and so did the band, it was just like, let's just give Andrew Etherell three tracks, and we gave him three tracks, and yeah, and it was amazing.
That's the record with She Cries Your Name on it, right?
Yeah. That was written with William.
Written with William Orbit. Okay.
That one song.
Yeah.
To be specific.
Right. So, but Galaxy of Emptiness, now on the record, that's like, what, 10 minutes long?
Yeah. We're not going to do that version.
Okay.
Don't worry. That's what I'm asking.
All right. So let's hear an old song from Beth Orton called Galaxy of Emptiness. Once again, she's got the guitar in hand, and Sam Amidon looks like he's changing over to fiddle. Thomas Bartlett still at our piano, and they will all be playing tonight at SOPAC, the South Orange Performing Arts Center in South Orange, New Jersey. For those of you listening upstate, tomorrow they'll be at the Bearsville Theater in Woodstock, New York, and on Sunday out on Long Island at the Stephen Talkhouse in Amagansett. They're playing for us live on Soundcheck.
Stars light a sky and a galaxy of emptiness tonight. Though I'm happiest when there's no reason for me to be. With no one's expectation to weigh heavy on my heart. So much hope, it sometimes tears me all apart. Could you please knock me off my feet for a while? Could you please knock me off my feet for a while? Thank you. sky and a gutter full of broken dreams tonight. No, I'm not content, that's the way it seems to be. Still I've been fighting all week, though I don't know who for. I'm hoping someone else somewhere near knows the score. Could you please knock me off my feet for a while? Could you please knock me off my feet for a while? Well, there's this galaxy of emptiness tonight. Oh, a galaxy of emptiness tonight. Yeah, there's this galaxy of emptiness. Oh, a galaxy of emptiness. Spend my whole life surrounded by people like you, with all that expectation too heavy on your heart, and no idea what lay a tear it all apart. Could you please knock me off my feet for a while? Could you please knock me off my feet for a while? Well, there's this galaxy of emptiness tonight. Oh, a galaxy of emptiness tonight. Yeah, there's this galaxy of emptiness. Oh, a galaxy of emptiness, and I'm gonna burn to fire, and I'm turning to fire, and I'm burning to fire. I'm gonna turn to find, it's all to find, it's all to find now. It's all to find now. It's all to find now.
That is a great arrangement of an early Beth Orton song called Galaxy of Emptiness. She sang it live here in the Soundcheck studio, Thomas Bartlett at and inside our piano, and Sam Amidon playing the violin. From an old song to one of the newer ones, let's go back to the new record Sugaring Season for this next performance. The song's called Call Me the Breeze. Beth Orton, live on Soundcheck.
Call me the leaves.
Call Me the Breeze. You'll find that on Beth Orton's latest record called Sugaring Season, but that's a live performance with Sam Amidon and Thomas Bartlett here in the Soundcheck studio. At this point, Beth, you're used to being unplugged after spending the 90s, as you say, working with dance producers, William Orbit, the Chemical Brothers, Fortet, you know, some pretty great electronic people. Do you feel any tug of that world, any pull to maybe try and get back into that in some way?
I don't really want to try and get back into it, but, like, it's never left me, and it's always in my mind as, like, you know, that's how I got into making music. And like I say, I sort of felt like I needed to learn my craft. And then once I'd learned my craft, I was like, oh, sod that. You know, I'm just going to do what I want. I mean, I just want to feel liberated when I make music. So I don't feel like I need to be attached. And I like that. I think when I started making music, I didn't know what I was doing, and I just looked to do whatever felt free and didn't feel like, you know, because I have a issue with folk music. I always have, like, with sort of Sam style of thing, like I love it.
An episode of Dr. Phil breaking out here.
Yeah. What's Dr. Phil? Oh, is that like counseling? Okay, we're gonna talk about our relationship. Well, that's counseling. Good. So anyway, when I was 12, no. So it's good. What I'm basically saying is I'm open.
Okay.
You know.
All right. So do you think that, folk music, when you say, you know, I have issues with folk music or whatever. But folk music can mean two very different things. It can mean people who write stuff, you know, acoustic, Joni Mitchell, whatever. But it can also mean, you know, the traditional stuff that's passed down over the generations and the centuries.
I love all of it. And I love the tradition of it. And I love the Joni Mitchell of it. And I love the words and the songs and the melodies of it. And, you know, it's just, yeah, I do. I love that part of it, you know. So I have great respect for it.
Did you grow up in, did your part of England, was it, I mean, you think of the north of England as particularly rich in those old, like, murder ballads and stuff. Was any of that in your area?
I was brought up with, like, the Ramones. I was brought up... I was brought up by a pack of wolves. I really was. I wasn't brought up. I was dragged up. I was brought up by punks. And that's probably why... My music was not allowed in the house, I'll be honest with you. So I had to listen to it in secret.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious.
I absolutely know what you're talking about.
Really?
Absolutely.
I loved Eka Mouse too. I loved dub and reggae. And I loved, like, I went to see Eka Mouse when I was 12. But I also went to see The Fool when I was 12. It was a dreadful thing. You should never let your 12-year-old go out to see that band. It was shocking. But I, you know, I grew up in a small town and was, you know, I don't know, England at that time. It was, but it wasn't really like... I wasn't steeped in any great tradition like what Sam is. I was, but I did go to the, like, my mum worked at that art centre, and that was very educational and in all sorts of ways. So, yeah, it was a mixed bag.
All right. Well, as someone who grew up here in New York in the 70s, seeing the, you know, bands like the Ramones and the
I never saw the Ramones, but I did sing with Joey Ramone once because I did Wish I Never Saw the Sunshine and, Ronnie Spector came to London and she asked me to sing it with her one time.
Wow.
Yeah, that was amazing. Yeah, so I hung out, you know.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. But the story of not your music not being allowed in the house, I fully understand what that was like. So, and now here you are making music that is certainly welcome in our studio anytime. Sugaring Season is the latest from Beth Orton. It's a terrific record, Beth. Thanks so much for playing some of it for us today.
Thank you.
Beth Orton is performing tonight at the South Orange Performing Arts Center in South Orange, New Jersey. Tomorrow, the Bearsville Theater upstate in Woodstock, and then Sunday on Long Island at the Stephen Talkhouse in Amagansett. This is Soundcheck.